Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor expresses support for improved school facility assessment process. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon has expressed his support for an updated and improved school facility condition assessment process. This process is used to help the School Facilities Division develop funding recommendations for various school facility projects across the state. The governor noted that the new assessment creates an independent process that will allow school districts, the School Facilities Commission, and the legislature Select Committee on School Facilities to equally assess the school facilities are creating good learning environments for students, according to the press release from Governor Gordon's office. Quote, our goal is to establish a fair and consistent process to ensure we make reasonable and evidence-based decisions for our students, that local districts are involved, and that together we are developing the most cost-effective remedies, Governor Gordon said. The state's ability to address school major maintenance and capital construction is impacted by numerous factors. This new assessment process will ensure that we are adequately addressing the needs of our school communities and effectively spending taxpayer dollars. The governor said that the new FCA process will allow for school districts to proactively plan for repair, renovation, and replacement of buildings. It also projects and forecasts the cost of future repairs and provides individualized reports for every district building that is assessed. This assessment improves on earlier efforts and provides more detailed and accurate information to guide the allocation of resources. In the 2022 legislative session, the legislature appropriated $4 million for the new FCA. In his 2022 supplemental budget, the government recognized that some schools may be approaching the need for a remedy and recommended that results of the study may be used to form a fair and orderly result for all districts. The SFC will vote on emergency rules to implement the changes at its meeting coming up this week on June 7th and 8th in Buffalo. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.